We're talking windows at Rosie on the House. Adam Homer from the Pella Mountain West region. Thanks again for joining us this Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Did I pull you away from your booth out at the University of Phoenix Stadium home show?
Yeah, you did. I worked it all day yesterday, and Fridays typically at home shows are not that busy, but yesterday was extremely busy and extremely good for us.
Attendance is way up at these home shows.
Yeah,
people are back engaged in home improvement. I mean,
well, and on that note too, you know, there's no secret that there was a pretty big recession here locally,
man.
And you know, Pella pulled out of the home shows in about 2010, and we have not been in one since on a regular basis with our full booth. So we invested heavily this year. We've got a brand new booth. It's beautiful, and we're back in all five shows. So we've decided and made that decision that, hey, it's time to get back in, and the consumers are responding.
Anybody going out to the University of Phoenix Stadium home show today that finds Pella and books an appointment ends up getting a 15% discount on the entire ticket
on their whole project. That's right. Yeah.
Wow.
And that's the best deal you're going to find. You know, there's always different ads that Pella will run, you know, X amount of dollar, X amount of percent off the window,
right,
or installation, but 15% off is the best deal you're going to find. And we're booth 931. So you can't miss it. Once you get in there, you'll find us real easy.
All right. So we've talked our way through the evolution of the window frame products over the years that I've been involved in the industry. We've also talked our way through the evolution of glazing and single pane to dual pane and the coatings and the inert gases that we insert in between these panes. I get a lot of questions about triple pane.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
Yeah, and there's a lot of companies that's kind of what their foundation of their business is, you know, triple pane, and they have the, you know, the best, most energy efficient product out there. But in the Southwest and in the type of climate that we have here, and if you look at the scientific data that Pella has on the different type of glazings, it does improve the solar heat gain coefficient a little bit, but to the point where, I mean, I have to ask myself, does that make sense to put triple pane in my house or in one of my customers' homes? And the answer I come back with is not necessarily. I mean, if you're looking to cut down on noise because you live by the airport or by a noisy street, then absolutely that will help. And if you want to spare no expense and have the absolute best insulating window possible, a triple pane window does perform a little bit better, but it's just a little bit, and it's a lot more expensive.
I mean, you put a house with triple pane Pellas, the way that y'all seal your weather stripping, the way the windows lock close at multi-port locks, and up against that insulating material you have. I mean, you've got a very quiet house.
Mm-hmm. You do, and the you know, talking about the kind of the comfort that you're going to get, and just the lifestyle difference that you're going to get when you replace your windows. We, like I said earlier, we replaced ours 10 years ago, and I did it for obvious. I was new to the desert, and I wanted to get rid of the old aluminum in my home and get rid of those heat screens, which we did. But the biggest differences that I noticed right away is the dust that you've talked about.
Yeah.
Our house used to, I mean, every storm that would come through, we'd be coated in dust all over the place. Not normal home dust. I'm talking outside dust. That all went away. I was able to take the heat screens off, so my house no longer looked like a cave on the inside. I didn't have to take them off in the fall and put them back in the spring and have to wash them. I mean, those things are a mess. And then the other thing is the noise. I didn't think I lived on a noisy, busy street, but it cut down on the amount of noise. And that has to do with, the air gap, and it has to do with the thickness of the glass itself. The glass that I put in was much thicker than what I took out. So anyway, it makes a world of difference.
Well, not only does aluminum conduct heat very well, but it also conducts noise very well.
It does.
And you take that aluminum frame out of your house and put it in with a impervia product or a wood product, and that's one more acoustic barrier between you and your outside environment.
Yeah.
So we've talked about frames. We've talked about glass. You've got about 30 seconds to teach everybody what the word fenestration is.
Fenestration. Well, I guess I'll summarize it like this. The the NFRC, which stands for the National Fenestration Rating Council, that's real window geek talk there. They are the governing body of windows and doors that make sure that everybody's on the same playing field when it comes to how energy efficient your product is. And each window and door that Pella sells and that most reputable window companies sell has that NFRC sticker on the glass. It tells you exactly what the U value is. It tells you exactly what the solar heat gain coefficient is, if it meets Energy Star or not. So you know that when your builder's putting them in or your window improvement company, home improvement company is putting them in, that your windows meet the specifications for your area. Fenestration is just a fancy word for windows.
Yeah, and
doors.
It will help measure also in kind of an indirect way how much dust is going to come through, how much filtration
right.
and all of that you're going to
design have. Pressure. And
if you've got any questions about anything having to do with windows, I can't encourage you more to get a hold of the good folks at Pella. If you're getting a quote on window replacement or remodel, I'm telling you, in Arizona, you would be absolutely nuts not to get a quote for the Pella Impervia product.
All right, last set of tickets. Phoenix Suns, Lakers, March 9th. This is a four-pack with a parking pass. Text the answer to this question to 411-923. This is real hard. What's Rosie's favorite window?
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.